Get ready to celebrate the achievements of mature women students at Queen's. The Banry Foundation is hosting its annual Spring Celebration. Join us in Grant Hall on Saturday, April 26th at 2 p.m. for...
Yo! Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Priwaru!
Champé! And you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM here in Richmond.
Champé! Boom, bang, bang, yeah!
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board.
It's time for Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Produced live in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Also heard as a web stream simulcast and archived at WRIR.org. It's rebroadcast on other nonprofit radio stations. And it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A-Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral four, all.net. And welcome to today's program. So glad to have you aboard today. And I want to start by thanking Albert for sitting in for me last week while I was at the Big Ears Festival in Knoxville. I got to hear a little bit of the program in between the 20 different shows that I caught at Big Ears over the 4 days. What's that thing that Mae West said? Too much of a good thing can be wonderful. That's kind of a good description of the Big Ears Festival. Now, this week on today's show, I'm going to be joined later this hour by a special guest. Serge Boulat makes a personal appearance here on Global Agogo. You've heard his music on the show before, and you've also heard two of his program-length mixes. The most recent one was just a month ago. But Serge and I have actually never met in person, and we're going to remedy that this afternoon. I'm going to interview Serge. He's also going to do an hour-long mix live here in Studio A for you. I think you're going to enjoy the variety of the music and sounds that he's bringing. So stick around for Serge's mix, which will come up in hour two today. But before we get to that, I have to share some sad news with you. The great Malian guitarist Amadou Bagayoko passed away on Friday in Bamako at the age of 70. Amadou and his wife and musical partner Mariam Doumbia rose from students at Mali's Institute for Blind Youth to become local and then West African and eventually international stars. They're an amazing story. I'll tell a little bit of that story in music here at the beginning of our program today. We're going to start with Amadou and Mariam's first recording together. This was in 1978, actually 11 years before the first cassette that they put out as a duo. At that time in 78, they were both part of the Eclipse Orchestra at the Institute for Blind Youth. And there's a wonderful disc of that band that was only released in East Germany originally, has now been reissued a couple of times. And from it, we're going to hear the song Nisoja, or Joie de l'Optimisme, the Joy of Optimism, which is actually a pretty good summary of the whole life and career of Amadou Bagayoko. That's how we'll get started today on Global Agogo, and I hope you enjoy the journey with me today.
Kenya ni jubula kwe. Tundo beke ini so kadi. Dodo beke ni so kwe ada kwe.
Fantástico.
here on Global Agogo. First thing, this program that we are celebrating the life and music of Amadou Bagayoko, the male and guitar half of Amadou and Mariam, who passed away on Friday in his hometown in Bamako, Mali. And that you just heard was a song from one of the albums that Amadou and Mariam made in Abidjan in Côte d'Ivoire when they were based there between 1986 and 1995. This is a recording from 1993, a song called Dobe Mangan from Amadou and Mariam from early in their career. And before that was a song from really before their career as a duo, a rare recording released only in East Germany originally, of a band composed of students and teachers from Mali's Institute for Blind Youth. They were called L'Eclipse d'Elysia, or the Eclipse Orchestra of the IGA, which is the French abbreviation for Institute for Blind Youth. Amadou started teaching there in 1975 when he was 21 years old. He had lost his eyesight due to congenital cataracts at the age of 15. Nonetheless, he was a working musician. In fact, he played in one of Bamako's most successful bands, L'Ambassadeur du Motel de Bamako, which featured a young singer that you might have heard of named Salif Keita, and also a keyboard player named Idrissa Sumaro, whose day job was teaching music at the Institute. He brought Amadou over to the Institute as his assistant, and that's where Amadou met Mariam Doumbia, who was 4 years younger than him, had been a student at the Institute, though, since she was 5 years old, having lost her eyesight due to an untreated case of measles. So shout out to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who probably is not listening. Mariam was the star music student at the Institute, and you can hear her voice loud and clear on that track that I played for you, which is called Nisoja, or Joie de l'Optimisme, or The Joy of Optimism in English. This album is called Le Choco Choco, and it has been reissued by Mr. Bongo Records out of London, and I think a couple of other places as well. There's a really great remix of that song also by Mike D from the Beastie Boys, which is out there, and you can find that one for yourself. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm here with you until 3 p.m. You can give me a call if you like at 804-649-9737. You can leave me a comment at WRIR.org. And nowadays, you can also follow me on Instagram at Global Agogo Radio. Or you can drop me a line during or after the show, or really anytime, at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And we'll get back into the music here in just a second. But before we do that, I want to let you know that WRIR 97.3 FM is proud to be a media sponsor of this year's Richmond Fringe Festival all over the city, April 12th through the 14th. This curated arts and culture fest aims to bring creative communities and curious audiences together for cross-pollination and to experiment with profit sharing and mutual aid for artists. The three-day event in Manchester, Shaco Bottom, The Fan, and Carytown will include musical acts, immersive experiences, cabarets and late-night parties, live double features, game jams and tabletop RPGs, an art market, and a public fringe funeral for collective grief and resilience. You can even say hi to WRIR volunteers at Fringe headquarters at Reveille Experiences in Carytown, and listen to our own audio art performances on air throughout the weekend. For more information about festival schedules, ticket prices, all-access wizard passes, and after-hours goblin passes, you can go to richmondfringe.com. All right, and we're going to hear another set of Amadou and Mariam's music here on Global Agogo, and then Serge Boulat is going to step up to the mic. We will talk with him for a while, and he's got a cool mix that he's put together for your enjoyment this afternoon. That'll be coming up in the second hour. Amadou and Mariam, the couple started playing together almost immediately after they met at the Institute for Blind Youth. They got married in 1980. They moved to Abidjan, as I said earlier, in 1986, and they started getting some traction then around West Africa. They were billed as the Blind Couple from Mali. They first played in Paris in the mid-90s, so this gives you an idea of what it takes to get your career going. They got themselves signed to a French record label in 1998, and then became international stars on the strength of their 2004 album called Dimanche à Bamako, which was produced by Manu Chao. And we're going to hear two songs from that album right now. First up is Koulibaly by Amadou and Mariam, right here on Global Agogo.
Cuando canta ese baile, cuando baila más así, cuando ven a
The music of Amadou and Mariam here on Global Agogo, here on this sad occasion. Amadou Bagayogo passed away on Friday in Bamako. He was age 70. So a little bit more about them. Mariam, she's, I think, from a griot family, so she comes out of the Bambara griot tradition. Amadou, not at all. His actually biggest influences were the rock and roll records that he heard by Rod Stewart. This is according to him. Rod Stewart, Led Zeppelin, James Brown, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. That was an interesting one. Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Pink Floyd, and Stevie Wonder. They would, of course, later play with Stevie Wonder, not surprisingly. And Amadou said, quote, "That's because they were the only records we had in Mali. There weren't a lot of LPs available." And anyway, those influences really come through on that last track, the one that I just played, called Shante Shante, from their album Jenny Musso, which was for Polydor Records in 1999. It's just a straight 1-4-5 American blues riff, exactly the kind of thing that somebody like Eric Clapton or Jeff Beck would jam on. And then before that, we heard a song from their Grammy-nominated album of 2008 called Welcome to Mali, which may be my favorite of all the Amadou and Mariam recordings, although Dimanche Bamako is hard to argue with. And we heard the song Batoma, which is, I think, one of Mariam's greatest performances. Her voice on that one cuts through the noise like a foghorn in the harbor, is the way I've always thought of her singing. And then we started the set with two songs from their collaboration with Manu Chao, Dimanche Bamako from 2004. And this was a record that I just played the heck out of when this radio station first got started in 2005. We heard, in reverse order, we heard La Realité, which is one of my favorite performances of Amadou's, both for his singing and his guitar playing. And then we started out that set with Koulibaly from Amadou and Mariam. Rest in power, Amadou Bagayoko, who brought so much joy to the lives of so many people, not the least of whom was me. And you are listening to Global Agogo, produced live at WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org, the Tower of Low Power. Don't forget, you can follow my track list and get more information about what I'm playing by visiting globalagogo.com or WRIR.org. And we're going to get right back into the program in just a second, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Richmond Food Not Bombs helps those in need of a meal, but it's about solidarity, not charity. Food Not Bombs is an international organization devoted to ending poverty and war. And in Richmond, they've been sharing a free vegetarian meal every week for over 25 years. Meals are served and groceries are distributed every Sunday in Monroe Park at 4 p.m. And if you'd like to join, or if you're in need of food, you can, well, very simply, just show up at Monroe Park today at 4 p.m., so that's in a couple of hours. Or if you like, and you're into this kind of thing, you can message them on Instagram at Richmond Food Not Bombs. Richmond Food Not Bombs reminds you that food is a right, not a privilege. And it's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. So one of the main things that a community radio station like WRIR does is to shine a light on the interesting things that folks in our community are doing. And to that end, I received a PR mailing about 9 months ago from an artist named Serge Boulat, who had a new album out at that time called Amorphida Corner Shop. It was billed as electronica. Compared to Aphex Twin and Bonobo, which are artists that don't really fit in the global agogo format. But once I started listening to it, I could hear all the Eastern European, Balkan, Gypsy, Turkish, Greek influences in the rhythms, the scales, the harmonies, the timbres that Serge was using. He doesn't really work so much with samples as with sounds that he's making himself. And then some recordings that he makes, field recordings, and we'll talk about that here in a sec. So it turns out Serge is a native of Moldova, came to the U.S. in 2009, and spends a good amount of time here in Central Virginia these days. So I thought, here's an interesting global, sort of local artist. Nobody here knows about him, so I need to do something about that. And to that end, I have Serge in the studio right now. That was kind of how this all got started. We started corresponding. He made a mixtape for Global Agogo back in the fall of some of the stuff that he was listening to. I really liked the mix. I played it on my show in September. And then he offered me up a second mix that just focused on Balkan music. That was really in my wheelhouse. Okay, that's really a thing for me. And so I just played that one on the show about a month ago. And so now Serge is in the studio with me. And you're going to find out a little bit more about him, but so am I, which is kind of the purpose of this interview. You're going to find out about his music, his multidisciplinary arts activities, and you're going to hear a mix that he's done for the show today. So, Serge, welcome to Global Agogo.
Hi, Bill. Hi, everyone. Thank you for the introduction. That's very nice of you to bring the whole backstory, because I feel like those stories make a story makes a good story.
I think that's right. So I want to find out about how you got to where you are now, but first let's start about talking about your latest project.
Sure.
Because you've got an album that's coming out on April 18th, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so tell us about that first.
Sure, it's a big one. First of all, I wasn't planning on delving into this ground of a project, because field recording, as you know, takes a while, and the building a library takes a while as well. But it just so happened that I was involved into a project that is about to launch as well, that is connected to UNESCO heritage sites.
Oh, cool.
And traditions. And while going through my archive, I realized, well, I can do something with that. And then that's what happened. I started digging, and that was the hardest part probably of the project, is finding the material that is good enough, and that matters, and it serves the purpose. Because other than that, I wouldn't start it. I mean, it only took me 3 months to go through some part of it. And yeah. And it's going to be out in a few weeks, and I'm super, super excited about it.
Yeah, so the album is called Phonomundi, Selected Recordings of Heritage Sites and Traditions, 2017 to 2024. Is it nothing but your field recordings?
Well, there's a lot. I would say there are around 50 tracks, and some of them are songs, actually, from the Pyrenees. I met this wonderful legend whose name is Artur Blasco Iginé, and he's the one who collects and archives folk songs and the material from the region for years. He's 80 years old.
Yeah.
He has a festival. He has so much going on. So there are a few tracks of him only. Then there are soundscapes from like Tomb of the Kings in Cyprus. Then there are Native American ceremonial music.
Yeah. I have
a 10-minute piece of just that. There's sounds from Moldova, the transportation, the environmental sounds. There's a lot. So it's music and sounds together.
How did you get interested in field recordings in the first place?
Well, I guess it was an ambition. It was a desire and ambition to document a feeling and an adventure that matters, because I come from a background where borders were not, well, there was not a borderless world, I would say.
Right.
So that kind of pushed me to explore and do things beyond the given frame.
I think that is a very diplomatic way of saying that you grew up behind the former Iron Curtain.
Yeah, that's it.
And you know, well, I mean, we're bent on reliving that era, it seems to me, right now. And this era that we've come out of, we're going to, you know, I think we're going to live to regret the choices that we're making, because people's ability to move around was much more constrained, and it's getting more constrained, I mean, as I speak.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. And so that's something you can speak to personally in a way that an American doesn't really get.
Absolutely. I feel like, yeah. See, I believe in a borderless world.
Yeah,
and I believe.
Welcome to Global Agogo.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. So, I guess coming from that background and trying to see everything and learn about everything and share it with the world, that was the ambition. So that's how field recording happened.
Yeah. Yeah. But you really started in music before being a sound, whatever you would say, sound artist, sound designer. How did you get started in music in the first place?
In music, well, I come from a family that is very musical, especially the Ukrainian side.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was there, a conductor, a composer, playing an accordion. The whole family plays an accordion. And funnily enough, my mother's side also plays an accordion. And my mama... Yeah, well, she wasn't as good as everybody else in the family, but still, it was in the family, so the seed was there, and then it just felt very natural to me, so at some point music school happened.
Yeah,
I went to study piano.
So was that in Chisinau?
No, it was in Soroka, the border town.
Oh, where you grew up.
Yeah, that was the same town. And at some point I realized, okay, here's the thing. That time, the 90s, was a little, to say the least, hopeless in terms of future, and especially in arts. Arts were considered like something that is inapplicable to, you know, to life.
Mm-hmm, right.
So I realized at least, you know, if I want to continue doing arts and music and stuff like that, I have to move to the capital at least, where there are theaters, there are venues, and so on and so. And I wanted to DJ, and I wanted to get into radio.
Ah, okay.
So
and this is one of the reasons that you're interested in coming up here is because you're really into radio.
Yep, that's very true.
And that's cool. And this is something that we just kind of found out in the process of corresponding. I was like, this guy's really into radio. And then when I saw your, I don't know where I saw it, and something that somebody wrote about you, or maybe it was on your LinkedIn page, something like that. It's like, oh, he worked at a couple of radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
In both in Moldova, was it? Or one broadcast in Moldova and Ukraine?
There were two radio stations that I was that I mainly spent my, you know, invested my career in, and that was, one was Europa Plus, which is, I guess it was responsible for Eastern Europe and a lot of the post-Soviet world, and then Radio 21, which became Virgin Radio, I think, it was strictly Romanian station, you know, for the Romanian market.
Romania, not Ukraine, Romania.
No.
Yes.
I mean, Europa Plus was also responsible for Ukrainian market.
My mistake there.
No, you were right. There is Europa Plus in Ukraine too. So, yeah, you got it.
So was Europa Plus a commercial operation, or was it a, like, a NGO type of thing?
What's NGO, I'm sorry?
You know, non-governmental organization, you know, government-sponsored charity-sponsored.
Yeah, neither of them were that. So,
yeah, they're both commercial stations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. And what did you get to do there?
Well, I actually started with bare minimum. It was, you know, radio there, it's like some sort of, like, in those years were celebrity-sized. And everybody who was on the radio was looked at as God.
Oh, that's interesting.
Radio and television. And there was no way I could get in.
Right.
So, and I was just knocking on every door to get in. And then somebody...
And you're a young man at this time.
Yeah, I was. I don't even know how old I was.
Maybe teenager? Even?
Yeah, teenager. Yeah, pretty much. So I got no after no after no until actually, you know, I just learned that Radio 21 will be opening a... What's the word? like a local station.
Oh,
A Moldovan version of the know, of the Romanian station,
right, with locally produced content.
Yes, with commercials and such and such. Yeah. And I just applied, so I went to Europa Plus first because they were connected. It was under the same holding.
Yeah.
And I was told, you know, that you're not welcome here because, like, it was rough to get onto the scene. But at the end of the, I think, summer, the guy who was actually mentoring me said, oh, you're one of the best interns we ever had.
Awesome.
And that was a redeeming moment for me. And then eventually Radio 21 happened. And I was DJing there. I was a creative director at some point. Musical music programmer? Mm-hmm. Is that the word?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and we've done events. We played something similar to your show. I had a show that was very global and had so many influences. I would introduce music from all over the place. So it was fun.
Yeah, and this is what Serge's first mixtape that he sent was. It was like, you got like this band from Japan on here? That's really interesting.
That's what I used to
play. That was not what I was expecting, yeah.
that was fun.
Now, but eventually you decided you wanted to leave Moldova?
Yeah. Well, honestly, again, it was a tough time. It's just, there was a lot of tough time lately.
Yeah.
But anyways, that time was also very dark in the country's history. Mm-hmm. And I tried everything I wanted to do. I've done the DJing, I've done radio, I've done music was a little later. But I was promoting music concerts. I was involved in everything. And then there was the Academy of Arts and such and such and such. But at some point I realized, for what I was trying to do or achieve or look into wasn't very, welcomed or even known.
Uh-huh.
And I just realized there's a ceiling, so I have to break the ceiling and go somewhere where there are more options for sound work, for experimental music, for global music. There's still, you know, like, a lot of American music, per se, American classical music or modern classical music wasn't even known to us just because of that. Mm-hmm. In Academy of Art, they just focus on European school, but where's America, for example, and such. So, yeah.
Right, so you had to come here to hear Philip Glass,
for
example.
Yeah, and get that freedom, right. Because America is freedom. Was, I don't know. It's a...
Our ideals and our actions don't really line up that well, but I think our ideals are there, and I think you know, the more that we get back to them, probably the better off that we're going to be.
Totally.
So New York. So start at the top.
Yep. And it was brutal because
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Well, they say so, but what's the frame of reference?
I don't know. It's just a Frank Sinatra song.
Exactly. Like, I've tried so many gigs just to survive, and at some point you realize that it's not really doing it to you. And if you're a musician, you need to play, and if you're a producer, you need to produce, and you need space, and you need the scene, and such.
Yeah.
But you can't really afford anything in New York if you're trying to do what I was trying to do. You know, I wasn't a pop artist in the first place to even, you know, attempt anything within the scene. So, yeah, New York was a good school. I've had some victories over there, but I was ready to move on.
I hear you. I grew up in New York.
Oh, wow.
Born and raised there and haven't lived there since I was 18.
And you miss it?
Well, I mean, you know, when I like to go back. Mm. And, of course, it's very, very different than when I grew up, which was really, you know, like when I was a teenager, it was the 1970s.
Oh, wow.
That was the low point, I think, for New York.
Mm.
You know, a lot of crime, a lot of problems.
Okay.
But New York has always been a difficult place to live. And, you know, that's why that line from that song is so popular, because everybody that's lived there kind of identifies with that. It really does capture things. So I can totally relate to what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And there's so much for us to talk about, because we haven't really talked about your current work hardly at all here. I'm looking at the clock, and this is really going to be an editorial decision for you. How much do you want to talk, and how much do you want to DJ here? Because you've got an hour's worth of DJing that you want to do.
Well,
so I'm going to kind of leave the ball in your court.
Would you prefer? I mean,
I think we should keep talking for a little bit longer.
Okay,
and we may have to cut. You know, we may have to leave some of the set.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Well, let's keep doing that. I'm going to take a break right now, just for a second.
Sure.
to identify the station and all of that jazz. You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog.